text of message today is the reading from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, especially verses 1 through 4, as follows. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Here ends our text. The Pentecost miracle, as we read about it, bewilders some, amazes others, and astonishes people who witnessed the day's events. People from all over the world that were there witnessing this miracle, what happened with those disciples. Tongues of fire over their head, the ability to speak in languages of peoples who they did not know, in languages they had never spoken, from all over the known world that were there in that region at that time. Disciples speaking in a way that amazed those from those other countries, wondering, how is it that these men, all from Galilee, are able to speak in our own language? Possibly knowing that these men had never traveled that far, had never spent any amount of time in these other countries, and yet here they were, able to hear them speak as if they were natives to their own land. What an amazing miracle that God worked in that day for people to hear the word of God in their own tongue, not through a translator, but hearing the word as they would understand it in the language with which they'd grown up. Hearing the message of Jesus Christ proclaimed in a way that was unusual for them. Normally having arrived hearing things in Greek, the language of that time, instead of in their own native tongues, and here they're hearing the message of Christ, maybe some for the first time, in their own language. What a miracle God worked at Pentecost through his Holy Spirit upon those disciples at that time. Also at this time, we see in some ways that the disciples finally start to understand all that Jesus had taught them, all that he had done, all the preparations he had made for them to carry out this ministry after he rose from the dead and ascended to heaven. Up to this time, they still had not put all the pieces together of Jesus' life and ministry and who he was and what he was accomplishing for them in their salvation. And indeed, in some ways, even after this Pentecost event, there were questions raised. There were uncertainties. Peter, later on in his ministry, having been corrected by the Apostle Paul for his isolating himself from the Gentile believers when Jewish believers came around. But for the most part, at this point, as these disciples are given this blessing of the Holy Spirit to speak God's word in other languages, they finally get it. They understand what Jesus called them to do, to proclaim his life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension to heaven, to people from all over the world, not just in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, but to the ends of the earth, to tell the world what Christ has done for them and for their salvation. And as we see in our text, the disciples were indeed bold to proclaim God's word on this day, at this event, proclaiming to people that they did not know, in languages they had never spoken, this good news of salvation. A miracle that amazed not only the crowds, but no doubt amazed the disciples themselves as they were speaking, wondering, what is happening? Why am I able to do this? How is this possible? And we already know the answer. It's only possible by the grace of God, through that miracle that God worked through his Holy Spirit at that event, to empower them with that ability to speak God's word for people to hear, to learn, and to know in their own native tongues. We might recall that since the Old Testament Tower of Babel event, where the nations were dispersed, where people's language was confused, where they did not have a common language, people have struggled to understand what is spoken from one language to another, through the use of interpreters, or through using a language common for trade and business, such as Greek. They could communicate, but it was not their native language. It was not what they were used to speaking at home. It was done by necessity. And here in this event, to be blessed with the ability to hear God's word in a language that was their own. What a blessing God did for those people on that day of Pentecost. And yet at the same time, as we read in the text for today, that Pentecost miracle is also ridiculed, challenged, and rejected by some of those that are there witnessing this miraculous event. Those who turn away from God because of their sin and their unbelief. Some of that crowd, likely people from that region, saw and heard those words, and not knowing what was being said because they did not know these other languages, mocked the disciples and said, "They're simply babbling, they're drunk. That this is not a miracle, but instead just some foolish ramblings of these men, not seeing, believing, and understanding the miracle that God worked at this Pentecost event. That God's Spirit indeed worked in their hearts and minds to bring this message to the people. But some of that crowd mocked it. They ridiculed the disciples. They were unwilling to believe that God was working such a miracle in their presence, in their midst. Now, we might be surprised that this did not amaze them, but we are reminded of the gospel accounts of Jesus' whole life and ministry. Jesus healing incurable diseases, and those religious leaders who were opposed to him scoffing at it. Jesus performing other miracles that they could not explain away, and they sought his life. Jesus raising the dead, and the religious leaders seeing it as a threat. So it comes as no surprise that a crowd in Jerusalem would once again mock a miracle of God as they witnessed it before them on that day. The unbelieving, denying the work of the Holy Spirit, denying what God is working on that day, rejecting God's word once again, turning away from the truth of Jesus Christ to the lies that they were following, and in doing so, losing at that moment that opportunity to hear this message, repent, and believe. Instead, chalking it up to a bunch of disciples of Jesus being drunk with wine. Those unbelieving people in that crowd turned away from God's opportunity given to them through his Holy Spirit to hear the same message, to hear what those disciples were speaking, and to repent and believe and receive that promised forgiveness. They turned away from it. They turned away from the Spirit's efforts to work in their hearts and rejected it time and time again. That does not change the fact that this was a miracle at Pentecost, that God's Spirit indeed worked through those disciples to proclaim his word in those many different languages to all those people visiting for that Pentecost celebration, that Jewish festival of that time. That God worked that miracle, that they would hear the message of Christ, a message they were not expecting to hear in their own language. Now that Pentecost miracle continues to amaze and astound and bring wonder to people even 2,000 years later. God's working that miracle through those people then. And the miracle that we see God working even today through his Holy Spirit. The miracle of new life of faith through the waters of holy baptism. Through God's word connected with that water. God's Spirit washing away our sins, bringing people to faith and guiding them in that Christian faith. What a miracle to know of that promise of forgiveness through God's Spirit working in that water in the word to take away our sins and offer us the promise of life and salvation through Jesus Christ alone. A miracle that we see each day as we are reminded of our own baptisms, each time we say those words of the invocation in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Each time we wash or bathe, we're reminded of those waters that washed away our sin, that grant us the promise of a new life of faith, a new start. No matter how many times we've made mistakes and sins and disobedience this week, we're reminded that through that water, we are forgiven. Through God's word of promise, we have salvation. What a miracle God works through his Holy Spirit even today for us in that promise of life through his word and through that water. that Holy Spirit works in us even now to keep us in this true faith some 2,000 years later, the same message being proclaimed. Each generation hearing that same good news of salvation, hearing God's word of law and gospel to remind us of our sinfulness, our need of salvation, and then to remind us that God had a plan from eternity which he fulfilled through his son Jesus Christ to give us a future in his kingdom through faith in him and him alone. What a blessing that God has given us in this message, in this miracle of the good news of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ and him alone. That Holy Spirit continues to work a miracle in the church as it guides the church today in proclaiming Christ to the nations of the world, as we continue to send forth missionaries around the world, teaching and preaching the good news of Jesus Christ, translating God's word into the languages of other peoples that they might read it and hear it for the first time in their language. Through groups like Lutheran Bible Translators and other translation services that work to bring God's word to so many different countries, so many different nations, so many different peoples in their own tongue, that they might hear and read and study and know the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ in the language which they grew up, the language that is native to them, and not rely simply on translations from people speaking to them through interpreters. What a blessing, what a miracle God continues to work in his church. A miracle that we reflect upon on this day of Pentecost. God's Spirit working in those disciples' hearts and minds and through their lips to speak God's word. And now that Spirit continues to work in his church even now as we seek to teach and proclaim that same message to the people of our world today. Each new generation needing to hear that message for the first time, that they might repent and be saved. What a task that God has given us. What a blessing that his Spirit continues to work through us and through our efforts to share this message in our world, that we might take the opportunity given to us to proclaim Christ to the nations, that they might be saved and be a part of God's heavenly family when that last day comes. May God guide us in this promise that he's given to us as we celebrate this miracle of Pentecost today and always for Jesus' sake. Amen.